and welcome to another episode of That Is Life. Today we are talking about grief and our well-being and how we can or cannot look after ourselves sometimes, because sometimes during a pandemic, during a hard time when you've lost your mum and it's Christmas time, or just whatever your grief is, sometimes it's really hard to look after yourself first. And I preach your self-care and well-being till the cows come home. And sometimes it's just managing to get up and wash your pits and your fanny. So today's episode was me recording an Instagram TV for Instagram, for my Instagram at Free Fanny. And then I decided it was a little bit long for Instagram TV, so I've made it into a podcast. I can do that. Export the audio. I know. Who knew? So I thought I'd post it here. This is honestly just a little note of where I'm at, and to say it is really okay when you aren't doing what you may call your best. And well-being for me is also being able to do that. Hold myself accountable for it, not look after myself overly well, and not beat myself up, because I know what my normal is and I know I will find my way back home. But for now, it's nearly Christmas, it's nearly my birthday, and it's the first one without my mum, and it's hard. And life this year has been hard, and although I'm very grateful for my life, I think it would be ridiculous to have a well-being account and not express my well-being, and not just the high bits of my well-being. So enjoy the episode. If it resonates, please share, write a review. I don't know where you can write a review, but please share away and tell your friends if anybody needs the reminder that it's okay not to be okay. All right, thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Hi, guys. So I thought I'd do a little video regarding grief again and well-being, because as you all know, I lost my mum in January, and I've had three miscarriages in the last, or two in the last few months, and three in total in the last 18 months. So there's been a lot of grief. I also wanted to talk, though, not just about grief as if that doesn't affect us all. Like, if you haven't lost someone, we've all lost something. And I've been talking to my therapist about grief in general a lot, obviously, and just talking about 2020 and how there's so much grief of losing jobs, grief of losing a way of life, grief of just showing our faces and not wearing masks. There's been a lot of loss, a lot of change, obviously. And, you know, look, people say to me that I'm strong because I don't break down and cry, whether it be on camera when I'm talking to you guys, or they say it's just the fact that I share this stuff with you. Like, part of my self-protection is the sharing that helps me desensitize. So it isn't a form of strength necessarily, me being able to share. I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm not beating myself up over it, but I'm just saying it's not necessarily a sign of strength. But there's been a lot going on lately, like throughout my mum being ill, throughout her passing, throughout the first lockdown and after it, I was able to really look after my well-being and my mental health with training, nutrition, not anything crazy, just my general baseline, my walking my 10,000 steps and my nourishing myself with a decent amount of protein, and all of that was like really in check. I had the space to create those foundations, or I'd created them before, but I had the space to like make sure I still did them. I needed to do them whilst mum was ill. I don't know if I'd have survived without my crutches that I needed, my coping mechanisms, but also they weren't just coping mechanisms, they were like my form of meditation is steps. I was also meditating and stuff, and my training, it's all for me. It's that self-care, because self-care isn't just a bubble bath and a face mask, and it isn't wellness in, you know, what the wellness industry will tell you it necessarily is sometimes. It is just surviving. I'm not an expert. Like, I'm not. I know that I'm really fucking great at my fucking job. And, like, it's taken me a really long time to be confident enough to own the shit I'm good at. So, you know, I still have a little bit of cringe when I say that stuff, but the job that I have that I am good at has helped me as well through the last 18 months. But the last, I don't know what it is, month, 2 months, things have been building up for me. I think in the lead up to Christmas and it being the first Christmas without my mum. And I just want to share this. I don't know why, because one, it helps me, but two, I guess I hope it helps someone else just feel not so mad if they're not able to look after their mental health as well as they need to when their mental health is not in a good place. Because I know that I probably, like, oh, look, Danielle's taking care of her mental health while she's grieving and stuff. And I was doing all the things I needed to do to help me. And I was even like, go me. Like, well done. I'm like, surviving, and I'm surviving well. I've got my mental health in check, my well-being, my self-care. It's like it was all there. But that stuff doesn't stick always, even if it's been your habits for the last 6 years. And I kind of want to share with you that I haven't been doing great. I haven't been getting my walks in. I haven't been getting my protein in. I haven't been training. I haven't been nourishing myself. I usually practice what I preach. I don't know really if you should have a coach that doesn't, and or listen to or take advice from someone that doesn't practice what they preach. And so I normally do. But in the last month, I would say since my last miscarriage, which fell during, I think, just before lockdown, lots of like little things have sort of happened that have meant things have gotten on top. And the last month I haven't been taking my own well-being as a priority. I had a new puppy that got really ill, so that took a priority. We moved house and we're doing a reno, and that took priority. I have a couple of businesses and then a new business venture happening, and that has to take priority. And look, I am not going to be the best dog owner, the best wife, the best business partner if I'm not taking care of my mental health. So I know what I need to do first. I know I need to put the oxygen mask on first before I can be there for anyone else to my best ability. I know the practice that I preach, but I also preach that we have to allow for life to have its ups and downs, peaks and troughs. We have to let the ebbs and flows happen. I don't know how many sayings I can say. We have to allow ourselves to have moments where we completely check out, where we completely aren't even living the life that's in line with our own values. I know for me, that's my norm. Living a life that's in line with my values is 100% utterly my norm. This isn't my norm. So I don't beat myself up. I mean, even if it was my norm now, if this was my new norm, not really taking care of myself, I wouldn't beat myself up with it and think it was shame. I wouldn't say it's me as a person. I'm just, it's behaviors that I want to get back in check because they make me feel better. And I, you know, yabber on all the time about do the things that make you feel good. Unfortunately, I have let things that I have needed to do because I've had to do them sort of take precedent over the things that I maybe needed to do. And this isn't like a dramatic, like I've just been like shooting up or anything like that, guys. Like, I'm just saying I haven't been completely doing all the things that I know create a weller life for myself in all aspects. I'm behind on my MNU course, my nutrition course. I'm, you know, like certain things are behind. And I really wanted this Christmas to take the time off for my birthday to go away with Jay. Then we were coming back, then going away for Christmas again. Tier 3 has now cancelled my birthday trip. And it's my first birthday without my mum. and I'm finding that really fucking hard, and I want to share that with you because it's okay for you to find things hard. It's okay for you not to be able to cope. It's okay for you to fucking voice note your bezies and just cry because shit's hard. Shit's hard. It's taken me a really long time to say, like, I'm really good at philosophizing and being like, everything happens for a reason. I do believe that. My beliefs are still the same. My philosophies are still the same. But to be able to be like, what's happened in my life and is still happening in my life is fucking mental. And I am doing great. But it's hard. And just saying that out loud, like, my mum dying, 3 miscarriages, a new puppy that then literally went into the vets 7 days later for 10 days because he was on the verge of death because he's got an autoimmune disease and got a really bad back, and I'm really anxious about it because when you lose someone, catastrophizing fucking everything is just part of the program now. And I'm busy because I choose to be, because it's things I want to do, but I need to check out a little bit. And I checked out of Instagram for a bit. I've not been posting as much. I've been decorating and doing stuff on my other Instagram just for the love of decorating and housey stuff. And then that's not great for business. It's not great for the algorithm. And part of me wants to just say fuck you, Instagram, but also not fuck you, because I have really lovely relationships on Instagram. For anyone that doesn't use Instagram, as a business and or with like a little community, I sound like a wank, I know, but I love Instagram. I love what I put out on Instagram. I love who I follow on Instagram, and I love who I engage with on Instagram, chat to on DMs, right? I love it, but I don't love the games that come along with it. And so there's that, but it's business. And so like in the corporate world, you have to play a certain game, and I don't wanna. And I just wanted to go away at Christmas and for my birthday, and I'm very angry that I can't, and Christmas potentially won't happen dependent on COVID, and also Barry, because Barry now can't have a second vaccination, so he can't go out for another 8 weeks. He's not allowed to be around Beau for at least another week because she had to have another vaccination. Like, I've got stuff down on my carpet because he needs to be on clean stuff. I have to change my clothes every time I touch Barry. I'm not allowed to walk my shoes. Like, there's a lot of things. It's a lot. And I literally just wanted to come along and say, like, sometimes your life will present you with a lot. It's not meant to present you with, like, really great things all of the time. I do think it's about your perception of those things that happen in your life and how you deal with them. And I'm not saying that if you deal with them where you lose your shit, cry, scream, punch a pillow, whatever. Like, I don't think that's bad. It's just how you deal with it and come out of it the other side. Because I think whatever feelings you're feeling, you have to, like, let them go through you. Sorry, I'm just sporting a Kettle Boobs t-shirt. Promotion. But yeah, like, you can't hold it in. I can't hold it in. I have to share. I have to share for my own well-being, but I also want to share for your well-being, because you're not fucking mental if you've got AWOL mental health. Like, mental, when I say mental, as in the negative connotation of that. Like, it's okay to have bad mental health. It's okay to ask for help, which I fucking find really hard. And I didn't think that was me, but I do find it hard. So, like, I'm getting better at that. It's okay to have boundaries. It's okay to say, I can't hang out with you today. It's okay to say, I'm not WhatsApping you back today. It's okay to just not reply. It is. Even with business, like, I've had to admit on some work emails, like, I haven't got back to you guys, I'm sorry. Like, not my coaching, by the way. I always get back to my clients with coaching. That's something different. That's like a personal, we have a personal relationship. That's something different. But in terms of like an inquiry, I'm taking longer. I am. I've held off coaching because I've got too much in my head going on, and I've got my clients, and that we're in a bubble, and I am 100% able to be there for them and just keep nurturing that group and my one-on-one clients. but I can't take on any more work right now because I can't even feed myself. I literally, like, my anxiety means I don't eat as much. And I am probably oversharing. Some people will be like, why is this person sharing all this shit? Keep it to yourself and keep it to your friends. But my Instagram is a well-being account. It would be absolutely mental if I did not present myself realistically and authentically. Like, this is my day. This is my month. This is my last 18 months. And I'm a better coach for the fact that I do share this stuff. I know I am, because I am able to do my fucking job, and I'm able to... So I had some weird, crazy news from a friend as well recently, and it made me feel weird about my fertility and stuff. And I had to say, like, I am able to be sad for myself and happy for you all at the same time. I am able to support my friends, be there for my clients, and also have a hard time with my own shit. Like, we're multifaceted humans. I am very much capable of. But I think that sometimes you need to know when to check out, when to have a break, when to have some time off. And so over Christmas, I'm going to have some time off. And I just wanted to come and say, as much as you hear it and there's Pinterest quotes that will tell you, sometimes it's nice for a human to tell you that it is just really okay to not be okay. I know. Who am I? Jessie J. But it is. It is okay to not be okay. And my main point was, it's okay if all of the things you're meant to do to help your mental health and your well-being aren't in check. Because sometimes they won't be. Yes, find your way back. Yes, give yourself the space to find your way back. But please don't beat yourself up if you have a week, a month, or whatever it is where you're not able to be productive, or you're not able to do great at work, or get back to the emails, or reply on WhatsApp, or just be a good friend. I've been a shit friend. Like, I've been a shit wife. Probably the one thing I've not been shit at is my job, because it's my job, right? Like, but I also know when to take a step back and breathe. So my group coaching will start in January. I'll have had a nice little rest, but for now, I just wanted to say, life, 2020, and it's really okay if you feel like absolute fucking shit, and the best thing you can do for yourself maybe is watch a bunch of Netflix, order takeaway, and sob to yourself. Like, indulge in it, because I have been and I am gonna, and just appreciate the fact that I'm alive, and I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for this life that my mum created for me. I'm grateful for who my mum made me. Like, honestly, my mum passing has made me like and love myself a shit ton more, because I appreciate that she was part of it. And there is good shit that comes from really bad shit, and I believe there'll be good shit that will come from 2020. And this is now 60 minute Instagram TV, and I don't know if anyone will have the attention span to stick with it. If you have, I appreciate you. Well fucking done. And I'll see you on Instagram again, like, tomorrow, probably. But yeah. All right. Bye. Thanks for listening to that episode. I really needed to voice that. I have been feeling a bit blech, just for the fact that I haven't been sharing as much. That's totally okay, obviously. But I wanted to make sure that I wasn't ever just giving across myself looking after my well-being and being a really Zen Buddha monk. Like, I, you know, it's, I can be a great human being whilst not having my shit together, because that's life, as the podcast name implies. So I really appreciate you being here and having a listen and sticking around for that
20 minutes or so. So thank you. Share away. And I appreciate you. And I will see you next time. All right.